Michael Morris. It's really nice to be back at Holden. I've been here, I think, 4 other times, and 3 of those were in the winter, and the one that was in the summer was only for a day. So I'm still weirded out by all the big population of the village. But I think I could grow to prefer it. I don't know, at least like it equally.
so than you ever know. It is in the dark I flourish, and in the light I grow. And it's your words, dear friends, that nourish my simple, solemn soul. So speak to me, sister, encourage my heart to beat so slow. I am never letting go of you again. No, I'm never letting go of you again. All these years spent in denial, some say I should have known we would one day make a child so beautiful and with her very first real smile, our whole future she foretold. See, mile after country mile, each other's hands will hold. I am never of you again. No, I'm never letting go of you again.
thanks. This is more nerve-wracking than a normal concert, because at a normal concert you're not going to maybe be waiting in line behind any of the people that were listening, like for rhubarb bars or whatever the next day. But I think it's just like being at Holden, it's automatically more intimate. There's a lot of I'm from I live in Minnesota, but the only two places I've lived are near Minneapolis in Minnesota or in Seattle, and I don't know, Holden, there's a lot of I haven't been here that many days of my life, maybe like 15 days or 16 days or something, but I have a lot of connections in the sense of like big moments of playing music have happened at Holden Village. Like I think the first time that I actually played the guitar in front of other human beings might have been at Holden Village on purpose. Like maybe somebody walked in the room when I was practicing, but a lot of contemplation about whether or not trying to spend most of my life playing music occurred here, and so it's really special. I mean, actually, one of the songs I think I played was when somebody that I was close to was at Holden, and I was frustrated that I couldn't talk with them because of the no phones and everything. So it's just like a fantastic place. I was explaining to people that I was coming here who hadn't heard of it before, and they didn't actually believe me that it existed. But more because of simple things like no roads to get here and stuff like that. But
sister, please don't break tonight. Look, hold on with me till the bright safe sun begins to burn and shine. Oh sister, trust you will be fine. You've set a stake, now don't turn back to the familiar well-known. No lie shall ever set you free. Oh sister, please have faith, you'll see. Soon we will leave Los Angeles, and we will starve before we kiss the enemy's hand ever again for the right to feel warmth in the cold. You want the cold, cold night. In the mirror, now the light was born the day you chose to fight. Though sure you had no hope nor a friend, oh sister, you'll be home again. Soon we will be Los Angeles, and we will starve before we kiss the enemy's hand ever again for the right to feel warmth in the cold, cold night. To feel warmth in the cold, cold night.
So I mostly play, write songs in a band called Doe Sant, and I've been here with the rest of them a couple of times before. So I've had them as a buffer for all this intimacy. I haven't played a lot of solo shows for a while, but I've been trying to do it more because as much as incredible as it is to play with other musicians, and it is, and I don't prefer this, but I do in some ways. It's just rather than thinking about what's going to happen next in the arrangement, I'm just thinking about what I'm saying and why I'm saying it, and other than playing the show here and getting a chance to be away from cell phones and computers and to focus on things they distract me from, the few days that I'm here, I'm trying to in the time that I'm spending by myself and in the workshops I've been going to, just trying to think a lot about why I do what I do. And the workshops, for all of you have been giving them, and they've just been really poignant for me. And so I appreciate that very much. And I just appreciate the opportunity to be here and to spend a few days with y'all and to sing here again. I have another band. It's called Valley Fair, for those of you from Minnesota. That might ring a bell as your biggest amusement park. But it's everybody in that band lives in Washington State, and we're going to start working on a record for that band right after I leave here. And so I'm thinking about those songs. I'm going to play one of them. And the sort of difference, what makes one of my songs a Doe Sant song or a Valley Fair song, is Doe Sant songs are all sort of my truth, not necessarily literal, but emotionally autobiographical stuff. And the songs that are for Valley Fair, for me, there's a couple other songwriters too, but my songs are songs that I've written completely from one of my friends' points of view, when I didn't know what to do for them and they're needed, a friend, and I felt very helpless, and so I just did my best to empathize and summarize my perspective. And so this is one of the Valley Fair songs that we're going to work on. Thank you.
would you do when you're young and careful? Always, then this can't be true.
Try and play another new song. I don't think has been performed elsewhere, but thank you.
to destiny. There awaits a crown for its majesty. Some unholy cloud, some say yet to be. If it be your will, I shall follow. If it be your will, I shall follow thee.
The song that I'm about to sing, I'm not like a serious student of church music or anything, but as I understand it, and people that know more about this, correct me if I'm wrong by standing up and shouting you're wrong, or something like that. I understand that Martin Luther, for some of the songs he wrote, he took like pub songs and put sacred words to them. So I like the hymns that Martin Luther wrote a lot, and so I thought I would try and write a pub song, but I didn't try and make it a hymn. But it turned out hymnier than I thought it would. But pubbier than I thought it would too. So
drink up now and pass it around. Say goodbye to your new friends and
wait.
Say goodbye to your old friends and to your hometown. Go embrace the new love and the new life you found. Sing and dance, swing your part. Steve, good day of life looking back. Keep your eyes on the future and wind at your back. Keep account of your blessings and not what you lack. Sing and dance, swing your partner. Drunk sing the sweetest of sounds. Go embrace the new love and the new life you found. Sing and dance, swing your partner around. Though the trumpets will sound from the heavenly gates and the fire in the pit of disgrace, there is no hope of hiding from God your true face. So sing and dance, your partner's around.
So one of the things that I guess I feel most strongly about is, and they asked me to give a workshop while I'm here, and this is what I'm about to say is kind of the topic of it, or it's related to the topic of it, but I feel really strongly about sort of desegregating music between like sacred and profane or secular and religious, because, well, at some point the Christian faith, I came with this definition, and I say I came up with it, I'm sure other people think this too, but in my own deducing I got to this point of, I think it's it's that you should, to be a Christian, my definition is to be a Christian, you have to be who you are, whoever that may be, and let Jesus love you. And I in my experience, people I've run into in my life, the second part, at least believing or knowing in some sense that Jesus loves them, that's seems to be in some senses of it, by some definition, the easier part than just being yourself. And so, I think art, not just music, but art in general, can be a really powerful tool in expressing who you are, and looking at it and accepting yourself, and once done, once being open to the concept that you are who you are, and not a version of who someone else wants you to be, who you at different points have thought, I must be this person, if it's not who you are. I think it's really hard to really believe that God loves you exactly as you are. So I think having art that may not be religious in the sense of expressing what we hope we believe, but rather whatever we feel, even if it's really something ugly, I think it's really important. It's like the Bible's not, it's a story of like a bunch of people doing a bunch of terrible things a lot of the time, you know, and I think it would be great if the art that we include in religious art and sacred art and so on had more of that, just whether it's just a complete expression of doubt sung in church. I think that would be great, because it would well, we always say that, you know, doubting is a part of faith, right? But we don't necessarily sing songs about that, you know. And so I feel the same way about like music. And I'm around all these musicians all the time, and it's like the assumption that I don't like Jesus more so amongst musicians than the other way around. And so also in rock clubs and whatever, I feel really strongly just expressing my truths, which, as you listen to the songs you hear, have to do with that. But it bothers me that the rock clubs are more open to it than the churches. I don't mean every single church, you know. I think it's really great to be able to come to Holden and give a concert that's just stuff, you know. Just, this is what I feel compelled to sing about. When we go on tour, we play at churches as much as we possibly can. But not that I'm opposed to writing a liturgy or something. I just haven't been moved to do that. But just to give a concert that's a bunch of people standing there being honest about their humanity. So I just appreciate the opportunity to do that here. Too many
waste 1 minute of worry on me. I bought red flowers.
I'm just going to do 2 more songs. This song and I think one other that I played are both on a record that was supposed to be done like a year ago, but due to some strange goings on at the recording studio where the songs exist on these reels of tape, it's kind of been in limbo for a little bit, and it's felt really weird to have the things I want to express to the world just be sort of trapped out of my hands. But then, just today, I was sitting and writing, and this has been like the most amazing couple of days, because I don't sit and write, I don't sit and play the guitar barely at all, and that's all I've done mostly of late. I don't do those things because I've started a little record label with some other bands, and it's just, there's just always stuff that needs to be done, and I know a lot of people's lives are like that, and that's one component of why I know people appreciate coming here so much. But I had this huge revelation today as I was writing about the frustrations of that and some other things that maybe there's a reason that I don't want the record to be done yet, because there's been other roadblocks in my life that I've found a way, even though it seemed impossible, to get it out of the way. Because we have one record that is all done, and this record is supposed to be part two in this trilogy that's supposed to be my, like, all sort of a story that's an analogy for life as birth and innocence and struggling and confusion in the middle and death at the end, and then following that, a sort of hope that I think you can have if you accept those things that aren't very fun to accept about life. And then I thought, maybe I haven't figured out some way, even though it seems impossible, because I've figured things out that seemed impossible before, and maybe this is one, or maybe I don't want to accept the things that I'm writing and recording and singing about. So I don't really know, it just came to me this morning. I'll get back to you on it. That's what's going on with me. But this is from that record that's in limbo.
More. I stand cursed to hell at each foot. Could you love me then till death knocks twice? Celebrating soon and making life.
If anyone's interested in it, I think they have some of my CDs in the bookstore. And I think they only have a few, so if more people would like one than they have, I have more with. But if you're interested, I think buying them from the bookstore would be great. Because that's like the way that I get to give something to Holden, I guess. But yeah, if they run out, I've got more. My guitar is so confused. Like, I don't know if... Has anybody here been in Minnesota this summer? It's like terrible there. It's horrible and terrible. I'm just referring to the weather. But it's like, I can't imagine there's ever been a place on Earth more humid than my apartment. And so my guitars are like, what's this comfortable temperature? The song, I was asked to write a song for a scene in a play. The play was never made. I don't think it's ever going to be, but I really liked the song, so it'll be in a record someday.
Here, children, I bring you the fruit of my work. There's plenty for all, though I know hunger lurks and the reaper sleeps outside our door. We won't fear death anymore. Dear children, your welfare keeps me up at night. I miss your sweet mother, her radiant light. Oh, without her, my spirit's been born. We won't fear death anymore. Try so hard, children, to guard from your sight the jailers who keep us here locked up so tight. I know not what they torture us for. We won't fear death. Eat up, children, your bodies are growing each day, though I know strength at times seems like stars far away, but we're safe beneath our cellar door, where we won't fear death anymore. We won't fear death anymore.
Thanks, you guys.